This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Matt Nesto. It seems hard to believe, but today is the fifth-year anniversary of the so-called flash crash, that brief moment of inexplicable volatility that saw the Dow plunge 1,000 points and then rally back. The turmoil is thought to have been triggered by a toxic mix of fear and manipulation and high-frequency trading, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Just yesterday, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange filed civil charges against two traders in the United Arab Emirates, alleging they tried to spoof the markets in gold and silver. Spoofing is when you put in big orders at one price, then cancel them and try to make a killing from the price fluctuations that follow your market head fake. Similar spoofing by a UK trader in S&P futures allegedly helped precipitate the 2010 flash crash on the New York Stock Exchange. But another big problem creating volatility then and now is so-called high-frequency trading by firms with really fast computers, explains Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics.
In its algorithm, in a nanosecond, a liquidity or temporary market phenomenon will give it a teeny tiny advantage. And if you do that a lot, very, very fast, you can make a lot of money.
A multi-agency plan to monitor and prevent attempts to manipulate the markets is so far mired in technological complexity and regulatory delays. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.